KR4DJW. This is KR4AAE. Still out there, Dave? KR4AAE clear.
And 4ZLK mobile.
4ZLK, this is KR4AAE. Good evening, Shane. How you doing, man? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Doing well. I was thinking about that. Caught the tail end of you and David talking. And thought I knew you were coming back, or you said you were getting into your office. And I thought, well, if I'm still in the vehicle, I will say hello, because it has been a while. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Just been busy, working some odd hours. So I'm kind of up at all times of the evening right now, but hopefully that will come to a come to an end here, end of the week, I hope. How are things on your end?
Pretty good. My granddaughter is in the hospital, but she's doing much, much better. She's I kind of put it out there a couple times on the repeater and the net and stuff, so I don't know if you know, but she was born 3 weeks ago yesterday and had to have two major surgeries, and we almost lost her last Wednesday. So now, today she was doing really well. She's off the ventilator and off the sedation. My wife sent me a video, and was looking around, her eyes were open, and she was crying. When, you know, at the end of the video, she started crying, but that's a really good sign.
I'm glad everything was okay. Yeah, I didn't catch much of it because I probably was not on the net that night, but glad that everything's going good with the granddaughter now. I'm telling you, when you hear kids cry, it can be very fearful and scared, but then when sometimes through this, you hear them crying, you're like, okay, that's exactly what we need to hear.
N4ZLK. She's, we haven't heard her in, you know, 3 weeks because she's been sedated and just laying there with all kinds of plumbing attachment. And she's still got a lot, but less than what she did have. So we're very thankful. I heard you mention you got that NFED kit. I made one from a YouTube video. I followed a YouTube video and built an NFED and then bought a wire to connect to it. And do you have to wind the wire and everything around the toroids, or is that all done? You're just kind of piecing it together?
You have to wind everything. I mean, it just came in pieces. You got the connectors, you got all the little nuts and bolts and screws. You got the wire. I mean, it's just in one big piece, and I've got to get the directions online and put it together to wind it, how many times to wind it, where to go where. You got to solder a little bit of it. So I'm hoping that when I go to build this antenna / put it together, all the pieces of the theories that I learned from the technician and the general will come in and say, oh, this is where this fits. This is how this goes together. And I can put the pieces together, and I'm learning a little bit more, and here I go, off to the races.
Yeah, that's what I did. I ordered Gary, actually, KI4DOS, he sent an email that had a link on there, or a address, YouTube link, and watched that video a couple different times. I think I don't have the email anymore because I was looking for it, but I could probably find the YouTube video. And I learned a lot, and it was a lot of fun putting it together. If I remember correctly, I had to take it back apart after the first winding the wire and stuff, and then I realized something didn't work right or something wasn't right, so I started over, but I had extra wire, and that's the main antenna I use now. I've got, and it works really great. It resonates without a tuner on 80 meters and 40 meters, the lower portion, the CW portion of the band, and then I can work all the other bands with a tuner. So I think the highest I have is the highest SWR, and one of the bands is like around 3, but the tuner brings it down, down below 1, or down below 2, 1.5, something like 1.5, something like that. But it's a great antenna.
I copy that. I I think I was taking the general, and one of the vets over there was telling me about the NFED, about this kit from the ARRL, and I said, let me check it out. So I looked it up, and I said, okay, this could be good for HF. Like, put it together, use it. It could become portable if I needed to. Like, just give it a try. I mean, what do I have to lose? Nothing. Just money. But, hey, that's a little drop in the bucket of the education and learning of amateur radio and antennas and how they work and how they function. I'm willing to pay that small price for an education.
I enjoy putting the antennas together and then when they work, that's a feeling of accomplishment, you know. If I'm not mistaken, I think you can run a, you know, I've got a 130-foot wire connected to it, roughly 130 feet. And I think you can do a 60 or 65, something around there, and just work 40 and down on it. I could be wrong, but I think you could do that. So, like, if you wanted to take it portable, you wouldn't have to have the full-length wire. But I actually worked a CW contest on 160 with it as well. I'm trying to remember if I had to use the tuner. I don't think I had to use the tuner on it. I think it resonated on 160 as well. I don't think it's as efficient, but I was making contacts all over the United States on, I started out low power, 5 watts, 10 watts. I made a couple contacts, and then I worked it up just to see how it would do. And it stayed tuned up, resonated all the way up to 100 watts is what the most I can do.
That's good to hear with the NFED. I was just doing a little research, and I got my little antenna spreadsheet with all the bands on it and what each antenna can do, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I think the NFED's gonna be good for 40 and on down, 40, 20. Can't read it this far. Computer's a little far away, but I can get down onto the HFs from, like, 40 meters to 10 meters, I think. Yeah, so I'd probably need, like, 2 antennas, which would be great. But, hey, what's another antenna? I'm going to have a little farm in the back soon.
The wire that came with it, or did it come with the wire? Do you have to buy that separately?
Came with the wire. I haven't pulled anything out of the bag yet because I don't have a HF rig, and I don't want to put this thing together yet without hooking it up to an HF rig, an SWR meter, and getting an antenna analyzer and looking at it. So I'm gonna have to wait till I get the HF rig before I put this together. But it looks to be pretty lengthy amount of wire just based on how large it is coiled up right now.
Look, I mean, they may sell different kits. You may have bought the 40 meter kit. Like I said, I don't know why it wouldn't work on both. If you put a shorter, like, if I remember correctly, I was reading the one I built, I could put a 60-something foot wire on that and just work 40 and down, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong on that, but anyway, I have the 130-foot wire, and it works great, so it's a great antenna. I've got another one that's, it's like a dipole, it's fed in the center, but it's fed with ladder line, and that ladder line, it's a real short, it's probably, I'm trying to think, maybe, I don't think it's more than 40 feet long. I picked it up from a Silent Keys place. The daughter was selling some stuff. It was still in the package and never been used, and I can't find any information on it online anywhere. But it works really good for 40 and down, 10, 20, 30, and 40. And so it resonates on 20 meters perfectly, so I'll use my NFED for 80 and 40, and then switch over to that one for 20 meters so that I don't have to use a tuner. Yeah, but anyway, I just have them, they're kind of close to each other, but running in opposite directions. And if I hear a signal that's stronger, I'll check both of them, see which one is the strongest on, and then I'll usually try to work it on that antenna.
Copy that. That's what I may end up doing over here as well, as soon as I get HF going and get that NFED and maybe a dipole. Who knows what else I feel like doing. But I did build me a little tape measure Yagi and I was able to hit the Paris Mountain repeater from where I'm at, and that's probably 5 or 6 miles away. So that was a good little first step on just looking at a YouTube video and building that Yagi, and I said it was great to just hear the repeater sounds. I was like, oh yeah, success.
HT with that?
Copy that. Just a little small, I think it's a little 8-watt HT, I think. Yeah, it was the 8-watt HT KR4 AAE.
Paris Mountain on the rubber duck antenna that came with it.
In 70 centimeters I can. I don't think I can do it on 2 meters with the rubber duck. I can't remember if I tried 2 meters with this Yagi or not, but heck, maybe I'll go out there tonight and I'll be that crazy guy holding up a PVC Yagi antenna pointed at Paris Mountain and get some weird looks as people are walking around at night.
I have not built a little Yagi yet. I've thought about it. I'd like to put one up eventually on a rotator. I've got the Caesar's Head Ridge is behind my house. That whole ridge of mountains there, I can't get over it for that Asheville and Hendersonville repeaters, but I can get Mount Mitchell. I used to be able to hear it, but couldn't pull it up, and then they moved it down off of the big tower that it was up on, and they moved it to, and I don't know how far away or how much lower it is, but wherever they moved it to, now I can hit it. So thank you to them for doing that, just for me. But anyway, but I can't get any of the other Asheville or Hendersonville repeaters, and there's a couple of repeaters south I'd kind of, or southwest I'd like to try, but I can't do it on my vertical. I'd be curious to how much better I might be able to do with a Yagi, a directional antenna.
Yeah, I can, with the little disc cone antenna that I got, I could barely reach Mount Mitchell. So I think I'm going to have to get a Yagi eventually and point it in the general direction. And maybe I can get it there. Not sure yet, because I got to go probably up over some mountains to get there. But, hey, I'm going to try it anyways. Like I said, like everybody keeps telling me, you got a license to learn, so you might as well just do it. And I'm sure somebody out there has a Yagi I could borrow just to see if I could make it work.
Where's that LK? Yeah, they make a big difference directionally. And then you got Patrick up there in Penrose. He's on the other side of Caesar's Head, and he can't hit the repeater with the Yagi facing it or pointing directionally towards the repeater, but if he turns it in the opposite direction, he can hit it somehow. I think it must bounce off the rock the other direction, bounce off something in the mountain.
Yeah, that's what, as I was going through the technician in general and talking about bouncing radio waves, and thinking to myself, like, bouncing a mouse off the side of a mountain or a rock. That's just amazing how you can do that with RF. Just like, oh, I'm just going to bounce it off of here, bounce it off the ionosphere, out the atmosphere. It's just, it's awesome. It just piques my curiosity even more to say, hey, we can do that. Like, let's keep doing it.
Sort of the moon bounce, I think it's called EME. They bounce signals off the moon. That's pretty cool, but you gotta have some pretty big antennas for doing that. I don't know about the power output, but I've seen some of those arrays that people do that with, and goodness gracious.
Yeah, I've seen some antenna farms, and I've seen some awesome, awesome antennas set up in people's backyards that I remember seeing as a kid, and I was like, wow, that is awesome. And I believe the house that I grew up in, there was a guy across the street. He was a ham operator, and he had a beam, he had a vertical, and he had a satellite dish that he used to do ham radio back in the day. And I was like, wow, that's cool.
Part to me is figuring out what you can use and repurposing things that weren't necessarily for ham radio, or again, building your own antennas, coming up with different designs, or just, you know, building them from kits, or building it from scratch, but based on somebody else's design, that's a lot of fun. And then getting them to work properly.
Oh, yeah. I was watching YouTube videos on this tape measure Yagi, and I said, you know what, I'm going to try it. So I went out, got some PVC pipe, got the cable I needed, soldered it where I needed it, cut the tape measure to the right lengths for the directors and the reflectors, and it worked, and I said, wow, I just used tape measure to build an antenna. Like, what else can I use now? So now I'm thinking, it's like, let's see what I got laying around the house.
You pull out of the copper, 3/4 inch copper tubing, and when I was tuning it, I had the trying to tune it to 146.000, trying to get it to resonate perfectly there. I figure if it resonated there, it would be good across the band, because it's a, you know, pretty good 3/4 inch is a big piece of copper for that. And anyway, my SWR meter is very jumpy. It's like not real sensitive. Like you turn the dial and it'll you know, go up several KC's or more. Got to really try to fine-tune it. So I had a HT that I was monitoring this repeater with, and I kept hearing the repeater kerchunk. I'm like, man, somebody's really kerchunking the repeater. And then I realized it was me every time I went past the input frequency, even with an SWR meter, because I'm only 5 miles from the repeater tower. And so just that little bit of transmission from the SWR meter was setting off the repeater.
That's amazing. That just that little bit was bringing up the kerchunk in the repeater. So that makes a little more, okay, that makes more sense on what I looked at in technician in general now. Some more pieces are coming together in the head, which is good.
Our output is on a SWR meter, and I'm sure they're all different, but it's not much. But this, you know, this J-pole is like, I'm going to guess, roughly 60 inches. I think it's a little shorter, and I had it just standing up on a piece of PVC in my garage while I was trying to get it to, trying to tune it, resonate it, you know, really well, trying to get the ohms to be as close to 50 as possible and the capacitance to be as close to zero as possible. So I kept adjusting it up and down, and then I put the meter on and turned the knob, just trying to get it around, you know, trying to just turn it back and forth just to see. And I don't know that it would put out enough power to be able to speak on it, but it was enough to key up the repeater every time it went by. Or is that okay?
KK4 HX Bay, hey, this is Earl. I was listening to you. The antenna thing. I got a buddy of mine. He's a doctor I run around with. And I gave him a Yaesu 857D and built him an antenna. But I need to get him the antenna, get it tuned and resonated. And I let a buddy borrow my tuner, and you know how that goes. You never get nothing back. And I was just wondering if there's somebody out there that can help me tune these J-poles that I built.
I, at the moment, don't have time to help, but I have a meter. Of course, you just said if once you loan them out, you don't get them back. No, I'm just kidding. Don't you live in Travis Rest, Earl?
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I live over off of Gear Highway, right, probably about a quarter, half mile from the old Ingles up there on the right.
The Ingles that's there, what, 1500 Gear Highway, the one that's there now?
Oh, roger that. Yeah, you over off of 25 to the right off of Tigerville Road, aren't you?
In Cleveland, where I live, I didn't drive by the Ingles because I came up Old White Horse, but I just turned left, so probably not far from you right now.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, feel free to drop by anytime. Send me a email at kk4hxb@gmail.com. Give me your phone number, and I'll call you and bring your wife over, and we'll sit around and cook a steak or something.
And I'm just now getting off work. You see what time it is. And we're watching our granddaughter at the moment. I'll be happy to loan you the meter. As long as you promise it comes back. But, you know, that's what it's here for. I don't use it very often, only when I build antennas. But yeah, I probably drive not far from you. I just turned on the 288. How far are you from 288?
Well, really, don't worry about it tonight. We'll worry about it later. We getting ready to call it a night. Deb's been out all day with her girlfriends. And I'm kind of trying to get over this bug that I've got. But, you know, we'll do it some other time. It ain't nothing really important.
I was thinking the same thing. I don't have it with me in my truck. But yeah, I'll be happy sometime, maybe over the weekend or something. I'm trying to think what's going on. Got a granddaughter in the hospital, and we're watching her big sister while she's recovering. So that's got a lot going on and working too. But yeah, if nobody else, you know, I'll be glad to help you out if I can when I get a little bit more free time. Be happy to.
KK4HX, but yeah, my little meter that I got, I bought it from Ray, and you know, I loved him to death. You know, you walk in his house and it was like walking in a museum.
My son bought a house there right up the street from Ray, right before he passed away. But I stopped by and said hello to him one time, and I knew him from the repeater, and I'd met him a couple of times, but he's a good guy. Let's don't leave Steven out here, though. Steve, go ahead, Steven, N4ZLK.
KK4HXP.
R4AAE here. Yeah, no, Shane, I was just listening in. I got to hop off here in a minute and take care of a couple of things for the night. But you guys keep chatting away. I'll probably sit here and monitor for a few minutes. Definitely learning a lot already just from chatting with you here. So I'm going to 73 to both of you. This is KR4AAE, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
Enjoy the conversation. You have a good evening. And have fun with that hobby. It's a lifelong hobby. There's so much in it you could get involved in, and when you get tired of one thing, there's something else to do. So, and I haven't really gotten tired of anything yet, and I don't do a lot. or a lot of the different things. I do a little CW and then this, and then occasionally some sideman, but mostly CW on HF. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Have a good evening. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Earl.
No, KK4HX. But, you know, I've been wanting to get into CW, and I've been wanting to go on YouTube and sit down and learn the code, and I kind of think that it'd be interesting. I've talked all over the world. I got this Kenwood TS-2000 100 watts. I've talked all over the world.
Conditions are right. It can happen. And that's a good radio. W4DJW is just talking about his. I know a couple people that have them, and I wouldn't mind having one of those someday. But Earl, do you have a smart cell phone?
Roger that.
Now, I've got an iPhone. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure they have it for the Android, too, if you have that. I use an app called Ham Morse, H-A-M, and then M-O-R-S-E. And there's a whole bunch of them out there, but this is the one I used. And you just start you out with one letter or two letters at a time, and I did that two letters for a week. I'd do about 15 minutes a day. And then the next week I would add the next letter. I probably went a little faster when I just had a couple letters, but I was trying to add one letter a week. I figured that, you know, half a year, I'd been wanting to do it for years. I learned it a long time ago to get my original license, but I've been putting it off, and I wanted to relearn it at a faster pace. And just add a letter a week, and I would just copy about 15, 20 minutes every morning. Sometimes I'd do it a little bit in the evening, too, and seemed to really help.
Oh, Roger, that. I think Ray told me one time and I'll stand corrected if I'm wrong. He said that once you get into it, you can hear it. It's talking to you. You know exactly what they're saying.
Agree with that for me on the stuff that's used all the time, like QTH and your RST, the numbers, and calling CQ, and I can pick up call signs pretty good. Conversationally, I have to start paying attention a little bit harder, but if radio's on in the background and I'm doing something else, there's certain things I can hear just like somebody speaking to me. I'm trying to get where all of it's like that, but that's going to take a while and a lot of practice. But from what I understand, it's better to learn the characters at a faster speed, not the spacing, not the timing, but the characters themselves, because I learned them originally at a really slow speed, 5 words a minute. They even set the character really slow, and you start counting the dots and dashes at that point. If you learn it, if they send it at a quicker speed and you hear it as a whole, you'll start to recognize each character individually instead of trying to count the dots and dashes in them.
Roger that. KK4HXB, I'll step back for a minute if anybody wants to come in.
CR might chime in there with some Morse code talk.
No, roger that. Yeah, it's like typing. You know, women that type, you can listen to the typing. That's what I've kind of, when I listen to it, it's like a typewriter.
For some people, my father-in-law never could do it. He never could get the 13 words a minute, so he never could get his general, because that was a requirement back then before he passed away. But some people can, it's like a language. And if you use it enough, it's like speaking a different language, and that's what I'd like to get to eventually.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I think I'm going to start doing some studying here pretty quick, and I'd love to do it because it's a different world.
Or is that okay? Another thing I've heard and I agree with, and I need to do better at this, but you'll always, for the most part, you'll be able to send better than you can receive. So spend more time listening and copying than sending, because hearing it is the bigger struggle than sending it once you learn the characters.
Oh, roger that. KK4HXB. Yeah, I kind of get kind of scratchy. Yeah, I kind of understand that. I want to get into it, but, I just really got to sit down and start studying. I've got the codes down, but to be able to sit down and put two and two together, I've not really got into it right yet, but I'm going to.
I hope so. It'd be nice to have some more Morse code operators out there, CW operators. I hope you feel better, Earl. I know you said you were fighting some kind of bug. I hope you get over that pretty quickly.
Oh, roger that. Yeah, I didn't get to check in tonight because I was running late. The wife was out. I got the twins that I got to take care of. I bought two lab puppies, brothers, and they're a handful, buddy.
Earl on the other end. Oh, I just heard you talking about me. I was over there messing around at the loading bench, and I decided to heck with that tonight. I'll just retire till tomorrow. How's your day?
Just talking about some Morse code, and I figured you'd chime in there, and you did. I hope you had a good day. I'm almost home now, so I just talked with Earl about antennas and Morse code, and lab puppies now, it looks like. Go ahead, Earl.
Yeah, I was telling, I bought two lab puppies about, I think, going on 4 months, and they just growing like a weed, and they a handful, buddy.
Pretty wonderful, Earl. Yeah, I've been listening over there. I was just sitting on the other side of the garage there listening.
Fine, Earl, or you probably know this, there's always somebody listening, and probably a lot more than we realize.
Oh, yeah. Used to, Tom will tell you, back, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, we'd get on after the net every night, a bunch of us. And we had a little, like, a comedy thing going. And I've had people that come back on the radio and said, why don't you guys do that again? Because they thought it was so entertaining.
Not that way. My wife is real good about that. She's very quiet and unlike subtract, obviously. And she says, I like to listen. I learn more. That's probably why she's smarter than me.
Wait, she probably doesn't get a chance to talk hanging around you.
Well, she just enjoys listening, Shane, and she's been that way for the last 57 years, next month, 58.
Oh, Tom, I didn't know your wife, Sam, too, isn't she? I didn't know that, but it just kind of dawned on me.
My wife's a farmer, Earl, and she don't want anything to do with AM radio, except she loves to listen, and she does say hi to the folks if I stick the mic in front of her while we're out in the mobile. That's about the extent of it.
Deb, that's the way Deb is. I've been trying to get her license, and I bought her some books, and I got a couple of my buddies right now that I'm mentoring and trying to get them. And I bought one of them, a Kenwood 857D, and I was telling Shane I want to tune this JPO I built for it.
Good. My first one was from the Land of Oz, W4 WOZ, Rod. And it done a fine job, and then I give it to some young ham I don't remember. It's been so many years ago.
I use the J-Pole at my house, and it resonates on 440 as well, so it's a dual-band antenna. The directions I was reading said it should, and it sure enough did. But Beth's not a ham either. My wife, she doesn't... Her dad was a ham, and she was never interested when she was little, but he tried. So I just, you know, after beating her over the head with the books for a while, I just figured that wasn't going to make her make it happen. I kind of quit.
Growing up, when I was just a little kid in the neighborhood, there was a guy in the neighborhood that took me in his ham shack one time, and it was like walking in the bat cave. And ever since then, I wanted to get my ham radio license, but he never did have time to really mentor me. You know, I've only had my license for probably 15, 16 years.
Earl, I was across the way there. Did you want somebody to check you in tonight? I'll check you in if you want.
Yeah, go ahead. That'd be fine. Thank you.
Give me your call.
KK4HXB.
Or Hotel Bravo, QSL. And where's your location at, Earl?
Travis Rest.
I'll check you in then, Earl. I'm going to be sitting around here. Bernice went up to call her friend back in Kansas, Shane, and see how she's liking the snow. In 4ZLK and 0TR.
KXP.
In a comment, you said that she was turning 58. I didn't realize she was that much younger than you. How in the world did you manage that?
Left her around once a week, whether she needed it or not. That's a secret to a long marriage there, Shane. And if you try that, I'll loan you some of my mascara and rouge to cover up your bruises.
Yeah, I was hoping she'd hear me say she was only 58. But you meant 58 years of marriage, right?
Yes, March the 15th. And she went upstairs to talk to her friend up there. Her hearing aids are hooked up to her phone. And I just, whenever the kids call, I just put them on the speaker so she can hear it. But hers are on Bluetooth.
I think John is married to my mother. I think he's got the same thing. He can turn the volume up on his phone with it. And anyway, listen, guys, I'm about to pull in the driveway. I enjoyed it. Earl, hope you feel better and have a good night. And have fun with those two lab puppies. I know they can be rambunctious. Tom, you and Bernice have a good evening. I'll talk to you later. N4ZLK. And Earl, go ahead and take it.
KK4. Yeah, I think I'm going to do the same thing. I've been, me and Deb both, Tom's been, we've been under the weather for the past week or so, and I've got a scratchy, and I think I'm going to go lay down.
Well, I'm going to give you Tom's tip of the day here. My neighbor says, what's the first thing that a doctor puts on you when you go in the emergency room if you got a cut or an open wound? That's alcohol. So he says that's why he drinks beer and wild turkey. So there you go. I just solved all your problems. I don't drink. KK4HHB along with N4ZLK N0GR is clear.
One other thing. Yeah, I was going to say they throw the bill on you.
Yeah, he says that's why I like beer. You drink alcohol and it cure everything.
I'm going to go kick back a little bit. KK4HXP, I might get back up in a few minutes and listen to the last part of the net. So check me in if you don't mind. Thank you.
All right. Good night, Earl. And Gerald TR clear.